Thank you for agreeing to meet with me in person. I know no one does that anymore, and you could get in trouble for unauthorized contact with another person. There's no real reason to leave your home. If you want to go out, the computer can simulate nature much better than the real thing, and without all the bad parts of it, like sunburn or stinging insects or rainstorms. Although, I guess I'm weird like that. I like the feel of the sun on my face. Even if it does turn my skin red for a bit, I don't mind getting stung too much. Insects have to eat too, I guess. And rain on my face? I guess it just makes me feel alive in a way a simulation can't. There's also just something special about meeting a person in the real world. But we've gone to school together since we were little kids. I guess it was inevitable, since we were both delivered on the same day. Just over 18 years ago, we were from the same in vitro batch, which almost makes us like family. But this is the first time we've actually met in person. You actually do look like your avatar, which helps. That's reassuring, I guess. Obviously, I look like mine, too. It's funny that we could make them look like whatever we want, but we choose to look like ourselves. Our classmates were always changing theirs, according to their mood and the current fashion. Maybe that's why we ended up friends. We're not as caught up in stuff like that. I suppose you're wondering why I made you go to all the trouble of coming here. I know we could both get in trouble for actually meeting in person, but this is important. I've been working on my history project for some time, but it's frustrating. There's so many gaps in the history they teach us. It's all very recent, and there's so little about the old times. All we hear about them is how bad they were, and how much better and safer things are now. But safe is boring, and history is boring when it's so heavily sanitized. History should be like the outside world. It would be interesting, but sometimes burn, or bite, or be cold and uninviting. Just like I enjoy the outdoors, I also enjoy finding out about the old ways. Yes, I know it's forbidden to ask too many questions about the past, which is why I haven't been asking any. I've just been looking. I've gone outside the walls and into the wastes. There, I've found history that hasn't been run through the censors or approved by the government or that kind of thing. And what I've found is amazing. It's not just history that they've hidden from us. There's so much more. There's all kinds of knowledge that has been lost, or intentionally suppressed. You would be amazed how much they've kept from us. Even things that should be the most basic of common knowledge. Say, for example, sex. S-E-X. Now that I know what it is, it feels so weird that other people don't know about it. No, don't look it up. I'm pretty sure that would set off all kinds of alarms. The computer wouldn't tell you anything anyway. I had to find out about it by reading old libraries and stories and other places I'm not supposed to go out in the ruins. Basically, it's how they used to make new people in the days before they just grew them in factories. I mean, you had to realize that there weren't always factories to create new people, right? It's something that's obvious when you think about it, but nobody questions it, because questions aren't encouraged. You learn what they want us to learn. So anyway, they used to make new people through this sex process, except it wasn't just for making new people. It was also for fun, apparently. Well, varying degrees of fun, kind of like the outdoors. It wasn't for everyone. But everyone did it anyway. Sometimes an awful lot. I don't know what happened to change that. It's one of the many things that changed at the end of the old ways. I could go on and on about things that we no longer have. But sex always seems like the most interesting to me. I don't have any of the books I found out there. I didn't dare bring them back. But my memory is good. And my imagination. My teachers always said I had dangerous levels of curiosity and imagination. At least, until I learned not to let them show too much. But I remember everything I've read. And I've become pretty good at visualizing it. So, if you want to know about sex, I could tell you about it. But it's probably going to shock you. Good. I knew there was a reason we got along so well. You're curious too. Okay, where to begin? You may have noticed that there seems to be two general body types. At least when you rule out changes people made to their avatars. But take the two of us, for example. Our clothes fit differently, because mine have to allow for my breasts, and yours have to allow for your penis. No, I don't have a sunburn. That's just my face turning red. It's what they call blushing. It's not something our avatars ever do. I guess they figured that we didn't need to be shown. People probably don't blush much these days anyway. But back to the sex thing. Like I said, some people have breasts, and some people have penises. I know we aren't allowed to talk about them too much, other than just their names. But did you notice how the people with breasts also don't have penises? That's because, for the most part, people break down into two groups, boys and girls. It's much more complicated than that, or at least it was, but that's for another day's discussion. But the important thing is, I'm a girl, and you're a boy. Have you actually seen any breasts? I know they just kind of talked about them in abstract in class. Even those who have them can't access any pictures of them. I guess we don't need to, since we have the real thing. I always wondered what they were for, though. They're kind of a bother, really. They just get in the way. And it just seems weird for half of the people in the world to arbitrarily have them. But they're part of making new people, too. Not directly. They're for feeding the new people, before nutrients were just synthesized for them. One of these new people would just suck on one of them and get all the sustenance they needed. Yeah, I know it sounds weird. I didn't believe it at first, because mine don't produce anything other than sometimes a sore back. Say, since we're talking about breasts, would you like to see mine? I know we're not supposed to see them, but we're already breaking a lot of rules already. I chose this jumpsuit because it unzips down the front. I can just pull the zipper down, and, well, there you go. They're not gross, are they? I'm used to them, but you've never seen them before. I guess they used to be a really big deal in the old times. But it's hard to know how much of that was honest interest, and how much it was just cultural pressure, and that kind of thing. Thank you. They are kind of bouncy. Do you like that part? I can make them bounce some more. Or, if you were curious enough, you could touch them. No, I keep telling you it's not a sunburn. It's just what happens to a girl's face when she talks about stuff related to sex. It's blood flow and stuff like that. Now, are you going to touch them, or what? I don't know. Just put your hands over them. That's a start, at least. Yes, of course they're warm. Because I'm warm, and they're attached to me. Your hands are warm, too. Now, maybe squeeze them a little? No, I'm okay. That was a good sound. It's a sex sound, I guess. Even though we're not having sex. Just keep doing that some more. While I get to the sex part. Because if you thought the breast part was weird, wait until you hear some of the other details. Like your penis. It's not just for fluid elimination. If it was, it would make sense that girls would have them too. But they don't. Boys have a penis because they use them for sex. Do you mind if I see yours? Your penis, that is. I showed you my breasts, and I've never seen one. I have so many questions about them. You must too. Like, why does it get hard sometimes? Just like now. I can help you answer that question. Just take it all off. It's okay to stop touching my breasts. I mean, it's not. But go ahead and take your clothes off anyway. I can finish taking off my jumpsuit. Oh, so that's what it looks like. I mean, I've seen faded pictures in books and magazines. Out in the ruins. But this is so real. And so hard-looking. I guess you noticed that I don't have one, too. Well, you already knew that. But I have something else. A girl thing. The proper term for it is vagina. They don't even teach that in schools, unless you have one. But it's an opening in my body. It goes in for a fair amount. So, can you guess why you have something that sticks out, while I have something that opens up, both in the same place of our body? I know they discourage us from thinking, but think about it. Don't think of it as a question of biology, but as simple mechanics. There. I see comprehension dawning on your face. You don't have the benefit of reading it, like I did. Or seeing some tattered pictures of it. I know it sounds bizarre. Even more than feeding little people with breasts. But all the evidence I've found out in the ruins say, it's the truth. A boy puts his penis into a girl's vagina. I'll let that sink in for a bit. I can tell you're shocked. But it makes sense, doesn't it? Why else would our bodies be like this? For some reason, our government, our society, they've taken that knowledge away from us. The knowledge of the act itself. They've even taken so many different words related to our bodies and that act away from us. Penis and vagina are just one of so many words for those parts. I think the favorites I've found, and probably the most common, were cock and pussy. I assume they are animal references, but I couldn't find proof in my sources. And sex had so many other names. Intercourse, mating, screwing. Oh, and another favorite of mine, fucking. I know, they're all strange words. Cock, pussy, fuck. But it's like they have such power to them. Emotion. Maybe that's why the government took them from us. And why they took sex from us. Look, I'm about to blush a whole lot more. There's a reason I asked you here today. More than just to tell you about this. Or just to see your pen. I mean, a cock for the first time. You know how curious I am. And how I don't follow the rules as much as the teachers would like. Would you like to fuck my pussy with your cock? It's okay to say no. I know we could get in a lot of trouble for this. Everything we've done so far is probably against a lot of rules. I also have to admit that the idea of fucking sounds gross at times, but other times it also sounds like it could be interesting, maybe even fun. Like right now, I think you're feeling the same way. Your cock is growing harder and harder. It's a blood flow thing, like my blushing. It makes it easier for you to insert yourself into me. My body has its own responses. Here, look at this. My body lubricates internally, although it's not so internal now. That's what helps you get in. Oh, and there's so many different ways to fuck, too. Different ways of joining in different body alignments. But if we do it, it should be something simple for us. Maybe that's why they call it doggy style. Although, that involves me facing away from you. I think something called missionary would be even better. It's simple, really. I lay down on the bed, here. I'll do that right now, in case you decide you want to. I know this bed isn't big. In the old days, they used to have them big enough for two people. Bigger, even. The thing is, this doesn't need to be all that big. Because you just lie on top of me. Facing me, of course. So that your cock and my pussy line up. It's ridiculously obvious when you think about it. So you can stand there if you want. Or go. Although, I don't know if that thing would fit back in your pants like that. If anyone saw you with that in your pants outside, they might alert the authorities. But I can show you how to make it soft again. It will go back to normal, given time. Or there's other ways too. But fucking sounds like the best to me. Don't you want to give it a try? To give my body a try? This may be the only chance you have, because no other girl in the world is going to make you this offer. That's good. Just get onto the bed, on top of me. Let me move my legs apart so you can position yourself better. Our bodies will line up nicely. Cock to pussy, your chest to my breasts, your face to mine. Now, you just need to get into me. I guess this part can be difficult the first time, but it's okay. We're nervous and excited, and we're probably the most inexperienced couple in history to try this. Also, there are certain physical obstacles that need to be overcome the first time. It's okay to look down at it, and at me, but some of this will just have to be done by feel. Here, let me help you. Although I've never touched a cock before. But that's nothing compared to us being about to fuck. There. That's my pussy. At least the outside. Now, it's just a question of getting it into me. Maybe that's why we stopped doing this. It's just too difficult. But I still want to try. I really, really want to try. So push. Push it into me. I told you, it goes in for a bit. We were designed to fit together, like two parts of a machine. This is our purpose, before the government took it away. So do it. That's it. You're starting to go in. I told you this would work. Just keep going. The first time is always the most difficult. The first time is always the most difficult. But I know this will work. You have to fuck me. No, it's okay. The first entry can be painful for the girl. But I knew that. As I said before, I don't mind the sting of the sun, or the insects, or the cold of the rain. This is just another part of nature, And by taking your cock into me, I'm no longer what they used to call a virgin. Perhaps I'm the only non-virgin in the world now. Other than you, but it's different for boys. It felt good for you, right? I saw the look on your face when you buried your cock in my pussy. What we're supposed to do now is you keep moving in and out of me, and then it becomes fun for me too, once I'm used to it. At least sometimes. Even if it doesn't, I think it's still worth trying. You'll get pleasure, and we'll both have our curiosity satisfied. Yes, like that. Not too far, or it will fall out, and you'll have to put it in again, but enough to maximize our mutual stimulation. I know it seems awkward right now, but instinct should take over in a bit. Just keep moving. See? It's becoming easier. Not just for you to move, but also for me to accept your cock. It's becoming pleasurable. And it's so exciting. We're doing something no one else has done for so long. And it feels so good and so bad at the same time. Now, not too fast. You'll have to override instinct there. At least, I hope you will. I need slower right now. Thank you. I know it's not easy. I guess men are more ruled by their cocks than women are by their pussies. But mine is taking over more and more control right now. No, you don't have to be threatened. But I'm going to wrap my legs around you. And my arms. It will let you fuck me easier and minimize body contact. And I just want to do it. It's okay for you to fuck me harder now, if you want. And faster, but not too hard or too fast. I'll tell you if it's too much. That's just right. Keep doing it like that. We have to keep going. Just like this. The next part will be the best part. You will have what's called an orgasm. And I might have one too. And then your cock will deposit biological material called cum in me. That's how people got made. Maybe we'll even make a person today. I don't know if we will, but it could happen. Isn't that scary? And thrilling. We shouldn't risk it. But I don't want to stop. And I don't think you want to stop either. I want the entire experience. I want an orgasm. I want you to put your cum into me like they used to do it. Oh, we're so close. We're both going to have orgasms. To come, like they used to say. The first people to fuck in so long. To come in so long. Maybe the first to make a person in the old ways. So, come in me. Let's find out what orgasms are like together. I like orgasms, and fucking, and cum, and cocks, and all the forgotten and forbidden knowledge. And I like not following the rules. especially when they keep us from doing things like that. We are going to have so much fun together, rediscovering the old ways. Speaking of the old ways, don't move. That was called a kiss. It's not as physically intimate as fucking, but it's intimate in a different way. Now, let's discuss another old word. It's two words, actually, stuck together in a weird way, but I kind of like the sound of it. The word is girlfriend.